Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
We're rumbling along there with jealousy or whatever besetting sin, and we get angry. Why are you angry? Man, I'm depressed. Why are you depressed? What's wrong? He's saying, Cain, can't you figure it out? Could it be, Cain, that you didn't worship me properly as you'd been taught all the days of your life? Did you miss that, Cain, somehow? You'll either be eaten up by jealousy or you'll be lifted up as you go and worship the right way.
The truth is, jealousy is a destructive emotion that can keep you from experiencing the fullness of life God intends. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young and Wayne Shepherd. Today, Dr. Young brings the second part of his message called Jealousy. It's a continuation of his powerful Overcoming Pain in Your Life series, and we pray you are blessed by proven truth about overcoming the pain of jealousy. So stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young returns after this short break. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Before we join Dr. Young, we want to send you his booklet called Joy, Experiencing God's Grace and Peace. Dr. Young wrote it to help you find joy and enduring peace no matter what you're going through. And it's our gift to thank you for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue sharing God's proven truth on this station. So please request your copy of Joy, Experiencing God's Grace and Peace when you call us today at 1-800-350-WALK. 1-800-350-9255. Now, here's Dr. Ed Young with proven truth about overcoming the pain of jealousy.
We go to God and worship on His terms, not on ours. Look at all the fruit I've grown here, God. I'm giving you this. Oh, no. Cain, jealous of God, wanted to run his own life. Abel, jealous for God. What does that mean? I'm jealous for my wife. I'm jealous for our church. I'm jealous for people I know. I'm jealous. There's an exclusivity there. Oprah Winfrey said she had trouble with God because the Bible says He's a jealous God. And God is a jealous God. That's the reason people run around and say, well, you know, if you believe in Buddha, or you believe in Allah, or you believe in Jehovah, or you believe in the Hare Krishna, or you, just as long as you're religious, there are many, many approaches to God, and all the gods are the same. It's the same God. Ladies and gentlemen, do not even say that. You're not that stupid. Read what these various groups believe about God, and God is not even in that realm, the true and living God. And someone says, well, and at least he goes to church somewhere. I'd rather know that someone is an atheist than to have them go to a church where the Bible is not taught and complained, where they hear heresy and the idea that there's some other way to live a good life and get right with God except by the shed blood of Jesus on the cross. Let me tell you something. That is serious in our day and age. Counterfeit Christianity, comfortable religion on all sides of the spectrum. And so we have the contrast that is here. One jealous of God, one jealous for God. You see, being jealous for God, that's the Ten Commandments, Exodus 20. Thou shalt have no other God before me. Don't make any idols, any graven image. And he says, I am a jealous God. God is jealous. He's exclusive. He is the one. There's no competition there. And so we see the contrast with these two offerings and these two sacrifices and these two brothers. And then we see the confrontation. we see what happens here. This is jealousy that is challenged. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry? And why is your countenance fallen? If you do well, will not your countenance be lifted up? And if you do not well, sin is crouching at the door, and its desire is for you, but you must master it." This is jealousy confronted. Here is Cain with his jealousy. And look how he responded. He responded emotionally. Do you see it there, the latter part of that verse? He said he was angry and his countenance fell. He was depressed. When the offering was given by Abel, God smiled and accepted Abel and accepted his blood offering. When the offering was bought by Cain, God frowned and rejected Cain and his offering. He came on his terms, not on God's terms. Abel came on God's terms, and it was accepted. See the difference? Distinctive, important difference. And now we see the response here is an emotional response of Cain. He is angry. Angry at God, angry at Abel. He was the right one. By the way, you say, Cain just fell into sin. He didn't fall into sin. Nobody falls into sin. I just fell into sin. Oh, no, no. You've been falling for a long time. You just now hit bottom. That's the way sin works. That's the way sin works. And so we see the confrontation is an emotional response. He gets angry at God, angry at himself. He doesn't get it. But look as God responded to Cain. He confronted him rationally. See? God confronts us rationally. If you hear somebody trying to deal with a problem in your life that's got Spookville and mysticism and Gnosticism and looniness attached to it, man, God deals with us rationally as he speaks to us historically. See? So look how God deals very rationally with Cain. It's just so obvious what he does. He said, wait a minute, Cain. He says, when the Lord said to Cain, this is verse 6, why are you angry? And why has your countenance fallen? Is that logical? He's saying, Cain, what's your motive? Why is your countenance down? It's because God's countenance was down. He wouldn't receive his offering and his sacrifice. Yes. Why are you angry? Remember the word for jealous? Red, angry, red face. That's it. God says, look at your motives, Cain. That's what he says to you and I. We're rumbling along there with jealousy or whatever besetting sin, and we get angry. Why are you angry? Man, I'm depressed. Why are you depressed? What's wrong? He's saying, Cain, can't you figure it out? Could it be, Cain, that you didn't worship me properly as you'd been taught all the days of your life? Did you miss that, Cain, somehow? Did you not understand that, Cain? And then he comes with a tremendous little verse here. Cain says, if you do well, will not your countenance be lifted up? Sure, if you repent, you worship properly, bang, your countenance is lifted up. Then he says, but if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door and its desire for you, but you must master it. In other words, if you do well, your countenance will be lifted up, Cain. If you do not do well, sin, a lion, is crouching at the door, and you'll be eaten up. You'll either be eaten up by jealousy, or you'll be lifted up as you go and worship the right way. Eaten up or lifted up, Cain. That's the choice God said. Very rational, is it not? Very logical. But look. There's an emotional appeal. Cain is emotional in his understanding of rejection by God and his offering. And then God is very rational. How do we operate?
You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young with part two of his message, Jealousy. More proven truth about overcoming the pain of this powerful emotion is coming up in just a moment. First, we want to send you Dr. Young's booklet called Joy, Experiencing God's Grace and Peace. Dr. Young wrote it to help you find joy and enduring peace no matter what you're going through in life, and it's our gift to thank you for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue sharing God's proven truth on this station. So please request your copy of Joy, Experiencing God's Grace and Peace when you call us today. 1-800-350-WALK. 1-800-350-9255. And there's more teaching ahead from Dr. Ed Young.
What do you do about jealousy in your life and my life? That's easy. What do you do in an emergency? What do you do in an emergency? Somebody tell me. It's an emergency. What's the first thing you do? 911. Let's do it. Psalm 91, verse 1. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. What's he saying? You have to be a worshiper.
That's coming up right after this quick break. So stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young is coming right back. Welcome back. You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. The truth is, God wants you to grow and mature and to experience the joy He promises. That's why Dr. Young wrote the booklet, Joy, Experiencing God's Grace and Peace. And it's why he wants to send you a copy today. Joy, Experiencing God's Grace and Peace, is our gift to thank you for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue sharing God's proven truth. So request your copy when you call today at 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. Now here's Dr. Ed Young with more proven truth about overcoming the pain of jealousy.
And then I want you to see jealousy covered. Jealousy covered up. Boy, this is really something. Then the Lord said to Cain, verse 9, where is your brother Abel? Another question. And he said, I do not know. Lie. Am I my brother's keeper? Sit on the bench and say, oh, go get him, do something about it. But somewhere you got to take your coat off and get on there and be a brother and be a sister. That's what we have to do. And that's what is happening here. That's what is not happening here. Look how this progresses on. It even gets richer and better. The voice of your brother's blood is flying to me, says the Lord. Now you are cursed with the ground which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. Who had been cursed before? Satan the snake. The only one been cursed. Now Cain is cursed. Would you cultivate the ground? It no longer will yield its strength to you. You will be a vagrant, penniless, no resources. You'll be a wanderer, no home, no place to go in the world. Cain said to the Lord, boy, God is still, he didn't take Cain out. He's a murderer. Look what he's done. But then Cain's going to respond. You'll say, Cain, maybe you'll respond, I know I missed it. I know how to worship. Let me confess, a blood sacrifice. I tried to go to you in my own dirt. I know. But how does Cain respond? Cain said to the Lord, my punishment is too great to bear. Behold, you've driven me this day from the face of the ground and from your face. Did God drive Cain from his face? No. It was Cain who saw the frown of God because he did not offer the sacrifice and confess his sins. He's turning it back on God. He said, your face will be hidden and I will be a vagrant and a wanderer on the earth. Whoever finds me will kill me. There is five personal pronouns in two verses. It's hard to do that, isn't it? It's hard to be so wrapped up in yourself. I, me. That's Cain. That's the religion of the fig leaf. That's, I'm going to do my own works. I'm going to impress God. I'm going to be good enough to get to heaven. I don't need a substitute. I don't need God's term. That's fig leaf stuff. That's not lambskin stuff. So the Lord said to Cain, therefore, whoever kills Cain, vengeance will be taken on him. And the Lord appointed a sign for Cain so that no one finding him would slay him. Then Cain went out from the presence of the Lord, one of the saddest verses in Scripture. Then Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and settled in the land of Nod, east of Eden. What is the mark of Cain? Cain says, put a mark on me. I'm a murderer. People will be looking for me. He's the first murderer. He's a vagrant. Has nothing. He's wandering around. He'd be a wanted man. They didn't want a murderer. This is the first murderer, ladies and gentlemen. What's that mark? Some people said it's a tattoo. Others said he had a special hairdo. Others said the mark must have been the name of a dog that God gave him, protect him. Other people tried to hurt him. Dog with a big spike collar, about that big. I'll tell you what the mark of Cain was. The mark of Cain was a mark of how far God goes with his love. It's how far God goes, no matter what you've done, what I've done, no matter where we've been, no matter how far we've wandered. It is God's extended love. By the way, this is in the Bible the first time you see what we call common grace. God has a common grace for everybody on the planet. It's a universal grace. Here we see it. Love extended way beyond the boundary, even to Cain, who progressively had moved away from God, been so jealous of his brother, he killed his brother as he was jealous of the authority of God over his life. Now, what do you do about jealousy in your life and my life? That's easy. What do you do in an emergency? What do you do in an emergency? Somebody tell me. It's an emergency. What's the first thing you do? 911. Let's do it. Psalm 91. Verse 1. Boy, here we go. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. What's he saying? To dwell with the Most High and to abide in the shadow of the Almighty, you have to be a worshiper. You can't live in God's house. You can't abide with God unless you're a worshiper. And we worship when we confess our sin. We worship when we turn away from our sin. We worship when we know that God in Jesus Christ has substituted for you and me on that cross for our sin. We have to be a worshiper. That's what we learn in 911. And then once we become a worshiper, we need to go to 911 again. Go back to Psalm chapter number 9, verse 11. 911. Now we are worshipers. Look what happens to us individually and as a nation of people. I want you, as I read these verses, you to quote these verses after me. Are you ready? Sing praises to the Lord, who dwells in Zion. Everybody, declare among the peoples his deeds. For he who requires blood remembers them. He does not forget the cry of the afflicted. Be gracious to me, O Lord. See my affliction from those who hate me. You who lift me up from the gates of death, may I tell of all your praises, that in the gates of the daughter of Zion, I may rejoice in your salvation.
Jealousy, Part 2. That's the title of our message today from Dr. Ed Young. Visit our website to catch up on messages in this series and others you may have missed at winningwalk.org. That's winningwalk.org. While you're there, you can also sign up for Dr. Young's free email devotional. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter for daily encouragement. We're found on Twitter at Winning Walk. Well, after this break, Dr. Young continues with proven truth about overcoming the pain of jealousy right here on The Winning Walk. We're back with The Winning Walk and Dr. Ed Young. Dr. Young has written a powerful booklet that's a great companion to our current series. It's called Joy, Experiencing God's Grace and Peace, and we want to send you a copy today. It's our gift to thank you for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue sharing God's proven truth on this station. So please request your copy when you call today, 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-WALK. 9255. Now here's Dr. Young to conclude part two of his message called Jealousy.
Call 911. Psalm 91:1 calls us to worship in the shadow of the Almighty. And once we do that, call 911 again, chapter 9, verse 11, and look how God takes and liberates us and sets us free. Did you get it? You got it? By God's grace and power, help us to become worshipers.
You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young, who's in the studio with me now as we wrap up today's program. You know, Dr. Young, it seems that jealousy really is an emotional sin, which makes it harder to deal with. How can we let go and learn to be content with what we have?
Well, jealousy is equated with covetousness, I believe. In other words, it's not wrong to desire something. And jealousy, in the minor sense, I can be jealous of what someone else has. In other words, I can say, there is someone who knows the scripture. They've studied. I'm jealous. I would like to be like that. But jealousy in the sense of envy, jealousy in the sense of I want what you have. It's not I want something like you have, but I want that which you have, and that is covetousness. So I think we can be jealous in a positive sense, or we can make jealousy in a very negative sense. Somebody who is so jealous overwhelmingly for their wife or their husband, and somebody else would speak with them or talk with them, we're so beaten down, we think, well, they'll take my place, or he might enjoy being with him or her more than they. And we can get obsessed with possessing someone, having the exclusive rights to someone. And jealousy can be a very tough thing to deal with in marriage. In one sense, you're jealous of your wife, your mate. Certainly you are. But you can take it to such an absurd a sense. And that's really when jealousy begins with a capital J. And that's something we have to be aware of and take all the steps necessary to keep from being out in the squirrel land of jealousy.
Thank you, Dr. Young. Remember to call The Winning Walk to request your copy of Dr. Young's booklet, Joy, Experiencing God's Grace and Peace. Dr. Young wrote it to help you find joy and enduring peace no matter what you're going through. And it's our gift to thank you for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue sharing God's proven truth on this station. So please call to request your copy today at 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. And thanks for diving into God's Word with us today. Tomorrow we have a new message in Dr. Young's Overcoming the Pain in Your Life series called Depression. You don't want to miss it, so be sure to tune in Tuesday right here on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.